Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Dev Intersection, here to talk a little bit about Dev Intersection in the fall in Las Vegas. That's at the MGM Grand, October 25th to 28th. And today I'm talking about machine learning with James McCaffrey. And you've been a part of this topic area for, I don't know, 10 years?
That's right. My background is in mathematics, and I got into machine learning when it was called artificial intelligence a long time ago. But machine learning in general is one of the hottest topics, depending on, you know, what that means, but internally at Microsoft for sure.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, we had an internal distribution list that had about 200 people 3 years ago,
right.
And then it has exponentially grown to 5,000 people.
Wow.
These are people that just want to stay up on top of it.
Well, I think the cloud has made a huge difference, but if everybody wants to get more value from the data they have, and it just seems like stuff's got a lot simpler now.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The motivation for the increased interest in machine learning, which has been around for a long time, is the increasing amounts of data.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes all the enterprise data that you can harvest and store on Azure. One of Microsoft's big success stories, even though it's a couple years old now, I spoke about it before,
mm-hmm.
is Azure Machine Learning. It's a service that allows you to do very powerful machine learning. You don't have to be an expert. You can drag and drop modules. It's sort of like, I remember the bad old days of having to create a Windows desktop application and create buttons from scratch using C++.
Right. Yeah, the ATL approach to making Windows apps.
Exactly. Very painful, and in much the same way, that Visual Studio allows you to drag a button control onto a design surface. Azure Machine Learning allows you to drag a training module or a logistic regression module onto a experiment surface.
Mm-hmm. And the cloud just allows you to run that computation when you need to. So you don't, you know, I remember in the early days of this technology, I mean, you were provisioning huge amount of computer equipment. And now it's sort of just, let me use your stuff for 15 minutes and then I'll give it back.
You're right. It's made a huge difference. I know for me, you know, I still have to do this as part of my daily work, spin up a neural network or something mm-hmm. like that. Doing it from scratch, I'm very fast, but it would still take a few hours.
Right.
But with Azure Machine Learning, I can spin it up in literally minutes at most.
Now, you've been speaking with us at Dev Intersection for a number of years now, and I think you're a pretty big fan of the show. You say nice things to me offline.
That's just because you have power over me. it boils down to this. You know, I wonder how to evaluate things in mm-hmm. general. And for me, I always try to answer a key question. And with regards to Dev Intersection, the key question is, when one of my colleagues here at Microsoft asks me, you know, hey James, for the developer IT space, which conference would you recommend? And the first thing that comes to my mind is Dev Intersection. And that's my proof of concept, but that's the key question to ask. And
sure.
All the other things, you know,
so to go from there.
Yeah.
So we've been discussing a talk for you at the show. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. Just before we start filming here, I'm always interested in things that I'm working on at Microsoft Research that are going to hit the enterprise space big time in 2 to 3 years,
yes.
Or maybe less, maybe mm-hmm. 1 year. And one of them is a really exciting tool out of Microsoft Research called the Computational Network Toolkit.
Wow.
You can tell the name was designed by Microsoft Research, too. Not a real flashy marketing
yep.
Thing. But what it does is, it is, to the best of my knowledge, without exception, the most powerful machine learning system available anywhere for any price, and it's free. Get it from GitHub. And however, it was developed internally for years at Microsoft, and it was the engine, the internal tool, that created the speech recognition used by Cortana and much of the visual recognition used by cognitive services and things like that.
Cool.
But anyway, I'm hoping to convince you to allow me to do a short talk introduction to CNTK for all the attendees at Dev Intersection.
I think we'll be able to make that happen. And if you'd like to see James in action and actually learn about machine learning as a whole, come to Dev Intersection October 25th to 28th at the MGM Grand. And if you sign up for a workshop today, we can hook you up with an Xbox One S or a Band 2 or a Surface tablet. So that's devintersection.com. We hope to see you there.